Here you go, five short ideas for Parshas Matos Maaseh, 3 weeks, Tavshin, Beis, Alun Shemin, Tzchus, Vavur, Shema, for Esther, Tehila, Bas Ariel, Tzipora, Beso, Shechor, Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from a sefer called Divrei Tzadikim, of course, Rabbi Dov, Beresh, Yehushpitzim, one of the great Tzadikim. Edara Moshe, Rosh Hashem, Matos, Avnei Yisrael, Leimor, Zeh Adavar, Shetziva, Hashem. Moshe speaks to the heads of the tribes, and tells them about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him, and tells them all about the Inyanim and Nedarim and Shvuot. But says the Divrei Tzadikim, says the Rebbe Yavu Ushpitzin, don't skip over this pasuk so quickly. Vayidaber Moshe Rosh HaMetzot Levnei Yisrael Leimor. What's going on over here? It says Vayidaber, and it says Leimor. It's a lot. Says the Divrei Tzadikim, the Rebbe Yavu Ushpitzin, Leimor Ba'od Sha'al Rosh HaMetzot HaYudibor B'Lashon Kasha. Sometimes leaders, people in authority, people of power, they speak in the Lashon Vayidaber. But what was Moshe trying to teach them? Dar Moshe Rosh Ma'atos. He was telling them harshly, speak in the Lashon Kasha, Hare Klaiso Nakot, the Lashon Raka. Yes, when a leader speaks to leaders, maybe that'll be a little bit more powerful. When we speak to B'nai Yisrael, Nakot, the Lashon Raka, Leimor. Go back inside. Dar Moshe Rosh Ma'atos, the B'nai Yisrael, Leimor. It's not talking about the Rosh Ma'atos of B'nai Yisrael. Live B'nai Yisrael, when the heads, when you're a tribe, when you're a parent, when you're a teacher, when you're a student, when you're a Jew. You gotta speak Leimor, Loshon Raka. You gotta be soft and gentleness and kindness. Isn't that the whole Indian of what the 3 weeks is all about? Look at the Nicholsburger Rebbe. The Rebbe, he's at the Shtiva. I just saw him in the base Midrash yesterday when I was in Hask. It's so hot outside. And the head came Hask. And what's he doing the whole time? The whole day he's giving brachas to everyone. Every Yid's a big tzaddik. Every Jew, keeper, no keeper, chain, this, that, doesn't matter. He sees the neshama. And that's what the Tanya writes in Perek Lamed Beis. That every Jewish person comes from the same neshama. Yes, our gufim, our bodies are separated, but we all come from something called one neshama. Chelak amimam mamish. Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. Moshe was teaching Klal Yisrael, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. When he speak to Jews, leimor, lashon raka, divrim chachamim nishmam benachas. The Pasuk says in Tanakh somewhere. I might forget where. It's that the words of Talmidei Chachamim are heard when they're done with gentleness. Not saying that sometimes you have to be able to say things a little more powerful. But for the most part, you want to get your kids to be able to listen to you, your students to listen to you, then you should show them the benachas, and gentleness, lashon raka, softness. I love that idea from the Rebbe Yushpitzin, the Nicholsburger Rebbe, and the Baal Tanya, Perek Lamed Beis and Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, moving on to idea number two. Number two comes to us from Rav Saul Vichik. He's an incredible Mesoros HaRav, Chumash from the Rav, incredible Sefer that they put together a few years back. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk, Beis and Gimel. Kadosh Baruch Hu charges Moshe that they take revenge over Midian. Not Moshe. Not Moshe. Heichal tzumi etchem anoshim atzava. Gather people together. People that are able not Moshe. We know from the Sichos Moshe because he had a shor kasha tov. He had a shor kasha tov when Midian hosted him when he got married to Tzipora. Says Rav Saul Vichik, what can we learn from these words? Heichal tzumi etchem anoshim atzava. Arm from among you men for this army. I'm just going to read it because it's so beautiful. It says the Rav, if you ask me, how do a Talmudic Jew, an Orthodox Jew, look upon the flag of the State of Israel? Does it have any halachic value? I would answer plainly. I do not hold at all with the magical attraction of a flag or of a similar symbolic ceremonies. Judaism negates ritual connected with physical things. Nonetheless, we must not lose sight of the halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Nashach writes in Yoredeya, Shin Samach Dalad Yod Aleph, to the effect that one who has been killed by a non-Jew is buried in his clothes, so that his blood may be seen and avenged, as the Pasuk writes in Yoel, Dalad Chafalaf. In other words, says the Rav, the clothes of the Jew acquire certain kedusha when splattered with the blood of a martyr. How much more so is this of the blue and white flag, which has been immersed in the blood of thousands of young Jews defending the country and the population, religious and irreligious alike. The enemy did not differentiate between them. It is a spark of Kedusha that forms from devotion and self-sacrifice. Says the Rav, you might look at the flag, the flag represents He's Zionistic, but they don't keep Shabbos. You know what the flag represents? The flag represents people who give up their lives for Klal Yisrael. Give up their life for a Yid. Give up the life for the Jewish people. Is there any Kedusha to a flag? Maybe I'm physically no, but spiritually yes. And he says another great mice that happened, Rabbi Aaron Ziegler quotes this. The Rav was once visited by a student who served in Tzahal, served in the IDF, who asked the following question. He worked in the tank division, and his job was cleaning and maintaining the tanks often his uniform would get covered in oil and grime. Did he need to change clothing before davening mincha? Because when you got a daven, you got a daven. According to the Rambam, mincha stila perik beis perik hay halacha al tehay. You got a daven with certain respectful clothing, and there's oil all over his clothes after he takes care of the tanks in Sahal. He emphasized it would be possible to do so, but it would be pretty quite inconvenient and difficult. The Rav looked at him and replied, why would you need to change? You are wearing Big Day Kodesh, holy clothing. Because that oil that soldier is getting, is helping the tank be clean. That's holy, that's mamish kedusha. That's mamish holy. How important is to have this outlook? Especially during the 3 weeks. Religious or not religious, doesn't matter. Every soldier, I remember when I was zoichet to go to Eretz Yisrael right before Hanukkah, during Thanksgiving break, I met a soldier online in Ben Gurion, and I asked for a bracha, like they asked for Shlomo Zalman. Someone wants to tell me he's going up north to Kibbe Tzadikim to Davin, but Davin by the Shulchan Aruch, by the Arizal, by the Ramam, and Rav Shlomo Zalman turned back and said, why didn't you go Davin Har Herzl? It's the same thing, it's Kodesh Kadoshim, Har Herzl with all the fallen soldiers. 3 weeks is not a time to look for our differences. 3 weeks is a time to look for our similarities. Religious or non-religious, the Jewish people are one. We have to make sure to have that outlook, no matter what. Incredible idea from the Rav, specifically the type of the army of the Jewish people. We connected it back to the army nowadays. I love that outlook of Ben Adam Machavero. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from a civic called B'nai Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Ben Yamin, Me Al-Litish. We'll just call him the B'nai Yosef. Vayomer Lamer Al-Chavav Chavbez. Vayomer Al-Zar HaKon Anshe HaTzava. Al-Zar HaKon told the men of the army, Abal Mechama is going to war. Zosu Azatar Shetziva Hashem. It's Moshe. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. Achaz Ezov. It's the Kutzah Zachosh. It's the Barzah. It's the Hibdil Zofers. All these things, gold, silver. Make sure you don't get too close to it. So Toma, when it comes to Kavah, it comes to Yochas. Gil of Tahara. All the things have to be done with careful with Tumah and Tahara. But when I don't want to talk about the halachic aspect, I want to talk about a little bit of Pnimis. Why is the word Ach? Just write Es Hazav, Es HaKosef, Es HaKoshef. What's Ach? You know Chazal say that Ach and Gam are opposites. Gam is a ribui, add something. To add. Ach is a mir. So it's the lesson. Says B'nai Yosef, Ach Es Hazav, Es HaKosef. Rak Zeh Shemai, Lirdov Acharei Batz Hazav, HaKosef. Ach Humiut. Zoich L'kinin HaTorah, Zoich Chukas HaTorah. Goes back to the passage before. Someone who lowers himself, the Gashmias of his life, Ach Es Hazav, Es HaKosef. Don't think it's all about your money and it's all your possessions, your gold and your silver. Then you'll be zochet to those chukas the Torah. Then you'll be zochet to spirituality. This is something that we talked from the before of Simon Lux quoting from the Asher HaKodesh. He says in Alenu, "Hashemayim imav ha'aretz mitachas einod." Parsha Pshat Kodesh Baruch is one in Shemayim and Arts. Says the Asher HaKodesh, "Hashemayim, when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to spirituality, mimav. You gotta go for the best Rebbe, your best shir. Ba'aretz comes to artsius. When it comes to gashmius mitachas, you don't need to have the best steak." You don't need to get a junior combo every single night. I'm not saying you shouldn't get a junior combo every night. It doesn't have to be the steak every single night. When a person lives their life for ruchnius, and the gashmius is not priority, enjoy. But it's not your priority. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you put the physical on the side, and the spiritual can have an effect on a person's neshama. Hashem sees the mitzvos nefesh for ruchnius. Once a person lowers the gashmius a little bit, ach, as a zov, as a gozov, then it's just chuzov, so then the Torah can affect a person's life. And spiritually connected to the Bona Shalom. Move on to idea number four. Number four comes from the Av Shalom, the cost of a Rebbe. The first three ideas were on Matos, that's the next two are going to be on Masay, the opening pasuk, both on Masay. These are the travels of Bnei Yisrael when they left Egypt, the nations, the legions, into the hands of Moshe and Aaron, says the Av Shalom. When a person wants to go through hard times, a person has to go through sometimes struggles. Yatsum Yeretz Yisrael, you're going to go through your own personal Egypt. You got to have people you can lean on. You got to have tzaddikim. You have role models and rebbes and teachers. You're going to go through your own in Egypt. You're going to go through your own 3 weeks and your own 9 days. You have to have leaders and role models. This is an idea Rav Simon loves to say from the Baal Shem Tov and from the Nefesh HaChaim, from the world of the Baal Shem Tov and the world of the Gra, the Nefesh HaChaim, the Talmud of the Gra. Gemara says in Brachas, I believe. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to read this in a few weeks. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from us? So just to fear him. Says Gemara, just to fear him? Who's that referring to? Just to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. But is everyone a Moshe Rabbeinu? Is everyone a Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Baal Shem Tov, says the Nevi Shechaim? No, not everyone's a Moshe Rabbeinu. But everyone has the ability to be effective. When you have a Rebbe, that is, and you have someone who's so focused on, laser focused on their panemius, and you're so focused, by Moshe Rabbeinu it was a small thing. But because it was a small thing by Moshe Rabbeinu, then is able to give off to everybody else. And you connect yourself to the tzaddik, connect yourself to the leader in your generation, and even when you're going through the hard times, says the Av HaShalom, and says the Baal Shem Tov, Nefesh HaChaim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks you for Yishmaim, yes, it's hard, but when you connect yourself to tzaddikim who have a tremendous Yishmaim, that has an effect on you. And that's when you go through a hard time, at the time, you have to be with the B'yad Moshe and Aaron, with the help of Moshe and Aaron, role models, tzaddikim, parents, grandparents, people who have past experience, people that can help you with advice. Moving on to idea number five. Number five says that the Sefer Yisrach Moshe, Yortzeit Chavches Tammuz this week, Yisrach Moshe of oil. So you look in the rest of the few psukim, Yisrach Moshe, Malsem, Malsem, Api Hashem, Malsem, Malsem, it goes through all the travels, 42 travels. What's the point of all these travels, says Yisrach Moshe? Yitachlis Membez Hamasos, Haisa, Zichucham, Shayisom, Zemes Mitzrayim, Shayotzim, Eretzim, Malosim, Matachlis, Eretzuyu, Tzibosim. The whole point of these 42 travels was to get off the negativity of Egypt, to get off the Egyptian night kite, to get off the zuma, the disgustingness of Mitzrayim. And when a person goes through that zichri, that cleansing, that laundromat, but when a person goes through those hard times, you're uplifted. And not only you're uplifted, but you're changed. Become a changed person. And there's an idea from the Maimarim. The Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen cooks prize Talmud in the Meimorim. The more we as a Golos and Gula are connected, the more we're able to realize that even when going through the Zikri, the 42 travels, they're filled with Kedusha. Hisrachkus, this is in Ma'ane Yeshua, end of Nuntes. Hisrachkus mina Golos to lifi erach eskashus yamer tisrael. The more a person wants to distance himself from Golos, is the value and the level you connect yourself to the Holy Land, to Eretz Yisrael. When a person is not so strong to Eretz Yisrael, then the Golos can affect a person. When a person feels strong connection to Eretz Yisrael, a person is able to leave Golos in a stronger way. That means, says the Maimarim and the other places as well, the more we connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael, in the middle of Golos, in the middle of not having the Beis HaMikdash, then the more we're connected to the Beis HaMikdash. The more we yearn for Eretz Yisrael, when we yearn for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more we yearn for the Ribono Shel Olam. Even during the 42 trials of our lives, the more we realize we become changed people. To realize that Geula, or the Maimarim writes in other places, the Geula has Lashon of Galus. That to have Geula, you need to go through the Galus. You gotta go for the 42 travels to have the Geula. You can't just have the Geula. You gotta have the 42 travels, and the Baal Shem Tov writes, and listen to the Shir of Moshe Tzuwaimer, gave a Shir in Kem Hask a few years back. It could be like 11 years already. That every Jew, says the Baal Shem Tov, has their 42 travels of life. Every Jew goes through their own things. Because a Jew can only come back to the light if he goes through the darkness first. But part of the light is the darkness. Golos is the Geula. The more we connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael, the more even in the Golos we feel the Geula. Let's review these five ideas. Beautiful idea from Yisrach Moshe and from the Maimarim. First idea we started off saying from the Rebbe of Ushvitzin, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klai, so Rosh Maitalka, Levnei Sol, Lamor. When you speak to Jews, Lamor, it's got to be Lashon Raka, it's got to be the softness of Gentlecha, the Devar B'Chamim, Shemam, Benachas, the words of Achamim are heard, and the softness and gentleness. That's what Nicholas Berger Rebbe, everybody's a big tzaddik, everyone wants running to Nicholas Berger Rebbe, to the Rebbe's. Why? Because of their warmth and their kindness, and the Baal Tanya writes that every single Jewish neshama is one neshama. We have different bodies, but we have one neshama. To speak soft and kindly, especially during the 2 weeks, be careful. Salvejik, Hechalsu Meirchem, Adonis on the Tavi, Sohmat, this all Indian of the flag. Is there any physical kedusha by the flag? No. But spiritually, what does that flag represent? That represents Messias Nefesh for Klai Yisrael. Religious, it doesn't matter. And that's when the Jew came, the guy was cleaning the tanks, and he asked the Rav, should he change his Kolban Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam Perkei? Because he has oil and he's cleaning up the tanks. He said, they're big day Kodesh, they're holy. Let's look at Jews, religious, doesn't matter. Look at what they're doing. Look at the Jewish people. The Rosham Al-Zaman, why are you going up north? Go to Har Herzl, go down by the Tzadikim, who gave up their lives. The Ben Yosef, the third idea, says, Achaz Azov Es HaKesef. The more person is ach, you loshem miut, you lower yourself to zav and kesef, then the zav sukkas and Torah, then the ruchnis, then the spirituality can affect the person. Like we say from Ashur, Meshmai Mimal, when it comes to ruchnis, Mimal, on earth, the lower, on the, comes to physicality, tach, you don't need the best. The fourth idea of Abba Sholem, Right, those are the first three were from Matos, the last two are Maseh. Yisrael Asher Yotu Me'eretz Yisrael. B'yan Moshe L'Aron. You want to get to your own Egypt? It's got to be B'yan Moshe L'Aron. It's got to be with Tzadikim, with role models, with people in your life. And that's the Torah from the Baal Shem Tov, the Torah from the Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Brachos on the Gimel. Rosh Baruch says, you got to have your Shemaim. What do you mean? Just yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu is a small thing. Every Jew, Moshe Rabbeinu? No. But every Jew has the ability to connect themselves to a Moshe Rabbeinu, to a leader, to a Rebbe, to a Romano, to a teacher, to a family member, to a parent. And then that has an effect on a person's Hashemah. The fifth and final idea, we said from Yisrach Moshe, what's the point? The whole point of the 42 travels, the whole point of the travels was to get through the Zikui, to get through the dust and the dirt of the time off of us, to realize that you need to get to the Gula, you got to go through the Gaul. So that's what the Maimon says, in order to connect yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more you connect yourself to Eretz Yisrael, even in the Gaul, the more you mechazik. The more your person thinks that New York or LA or Chicago or Boca is the Rabbona, is this where it's at? It's not. The more you start connected to Eretz Yisrael, the more you feel Geula already in Gaulah. So you feel the Geula, but we have to connect yourself to Eretz Yisrael, to feel, to realize that every Jew, like the Baal Shem Tov says, goes through their 42 travels in their lives, which means that we have to connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. The whole tachas of a Jew is to yearn for Eretz Yisrael, to yearn for Kadosh Baruch Hu, to yearn for Yerushalayim, especially during these days of the 3 weeks. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to work on our kind and gentle speech, to work on our ability to be able to see the Kedusha of the Messiah's Nefesh, of every single soldier, religious or not religious, to have our priorities straight for Ruchnius, to realize, connect ourselves to Tzadikim, to role models, people we could ask for advice from, and finally to realize at the end of the day that Geula is part of Gaulus. Gaulus is part of Geula, that the biggest darkness ultimately has the light within it. That's the Shem Sbach Shvat.